This is Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, Arthur Brown. Today's 3-5 is, date of birth is 8-7-52. Mr. Brown is being seen for hospice face-to-face evaluation today, period. Mr. Brown is currently in his 9th benefit period, extending from 1-18-2026 to 3-18-2026, period. This is going to be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Mr. Brown is a Mr. Brown is a 73-year-old gentleman currently in hospice with history of congestive heart failure. He's totally and completely bedbound, period. He also has a right-sided weakness secondary to a stroke that he sustained previously, period. Because of his stroke, he has a tonic bladder, has a Foley catheter that has to be changed on a monthly basis, period. His Foley catheter has caused irritation of his prostate and he's complaining of pain in the perineum, period. His wife has been given a Tylenol and other medications. She also noted low-grade temperature. The urine does not appear to be bloody or does not show any changes in color or appearance, period. I had a long discussion with, his sister, not his wife, with his sister, Doretha, D-O-R-E-T-H-A, who explained regarding chronic Foley catheter causing prostate infection. For this reason, we're going to start him on antibiotics and pain medication to better help with his pain and discomfort, period. He continues to lose weight with the LMAC is at 22 centimeters, period. Person is bedbound, as I mentioned. He's totally and completely ADL dependent, of course. He has bowel and bladder incontinence, Foley catheter, as I mentioned. He also has altered mental status, atrial fibrillation, dementia, cerebral ischemia, and chronic kidney disease, period. He's able to maintain his O2 saturation without oxygen. Today's O2 status was a 97. On room air, blood pressure was 100 over 55, period. His PPS is at 40%. His FASD score has dropped down to 7C, period. PPS is at 30%. KPS is at 30% now as opposed to 40%. Overall prognosis remains poor. He has symptoms of cardiac dyspepsia. He's sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. His appetite has been diminished. He's now eating only 15 to 20% of his meals, hence the reason for the change in the weight. Doretha tells me that he's less alert. Sometimes he's only alert to person and no longer to place, which is a change in mentation. He shows both functional and cognitive decline, period. Overall, given natural progression of the disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live and remains appropriate for hospice care at home, period.
Can you hear me?
One second. Okay. Let's see if there's anything else I want to add. Patient's care was discussed with Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, regarding his antibiotic and pain medications today, and this will be discussed with the hospice medical director as well. Thank you.